my bags, and I go to Crete, you know, on the side that is facing Africa.
Yeah.
And the house where I will be on the mountain with two other ladies, friends of mine, and my dogs, has a view on the little island Gavdos. And lately, many, many African refugees washed up, drowned, dead on the shores of this little island Gavdos.
Oh, it's unfortunate.
No, it's not unfortunate. It's dystopian and beyond tragic. Unfortunate is when you lost your keys.
Yeah.
This is a bit more.
Yeah, of course.
So you can go on Facebook and go to AEG and Boat Report, and you see everything that he has documented. And I call upon all the countries in Africa to support AEG and Boat Report and this guy who manages it, because we need all the support in the whole world, just like we had at the time for Julian Assange. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I will do that. I will check on Facebook.
Okay. And the other horrible news that I have is that on Lesbos, during this winter month, December, 60 Sudanese women with children, only women with children, who immediately got their Greek asylum, they will be put out of the camp with no money, no shelter, no work, no food, no pampers, only residence papers, and how they will survive, the Greek government and the EU do not care.
Oh, it's a problem.
Told us last week. But the other thing that we want to talk to you about, Ingeborg, is that probably tomorrow the Dutch lawmakers will decide on this helping of the Dutch story. Jo wants to talk to you about that. But where is Jo now? Jo, where ben je?
Yeah, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ja, ik ben het toch.
Oké. Well,
about the law of that of helping undocumented
migrant. Yeah.
Okay, but can we change to French?
Oui, évidemment, je peux parler français si tu veux.
Parce qu'il y a quelqu'un qui est arrivé maintenant. Elle va venir tout de suite. Je dois introduire le thème. Une explication que j'ai faite avant en anglais, mais c'est compliqué. C'est sur la loi pour faire criminel.
Non, est-ce que je peux illégal. Le faire à ta place?
Pardon?
Est-ce que je peux expliquer à ta place?
Ah oui, bien sûr. Allez-y.
Ok. On parle de la criminalisation des réfugiés en premier. Mais une fois que les sans-papiers, donc des personnes qui sont en Grèce et en Hollande, et ils ont été refusés à l'asile, ils doivent quitter le pays dans 7 jours, ce qui est impossible. Et après, avec la nouvelle loi, en Hollande, une idiote ancienne ministre avec le nom Marjolein Faber a proposé. Et ces nouvelles lois sont exactement une copie des lois qui existent déjà en Grèce où je suis moi en tant que journaliste. Donc, si cette proposition passe, alors automatiquement, le résultat sera qu'une personne qui aide un sans-papier est criminalisée aussi. Donc, même donner un verre d'eau à un sans-papier devient un acte criminel. vous avez compris.
C'est sévère. Oui, oui.
Donc, c'est vraiment horrible. Ça existe déjà en Grèce. Et si la loi passe demain en Hollande, la Hollande aura le même enfer qui existe déjà en Grèce.
Oui.
C'est bien expliqué.
C'est vraiment dommage. C'est vraiment dommage et c'est insupportable.
Vous, les gars, vous avez toujours des mots tellement polis et tellement doux. C'est pas dommage. C'est l'horreur totale.
Oui, c'est horrible. C'est horrible. C'est horrible.
Ouais.
Parce qu'on nous dit la mondialisation. Avec la mondialisation, donc les territoires doivent être mondiaux aussi.
Non, c'est la globalisation du fascisme, mon ami.
C'est vrai. C'est vrai.
C'est une autre globalisation. Et je suis désolée, mais ici en Europe, le fascisme devient de plus en plus fort dans tous les pays.
Oui.
Et ça sera de plus en plus impossible pour des réfugiés de trouver la protection et la paix en Europe.
Oui.
Et ici en Europe, les gens solidaires qui se battent pour vous tous,
oui,
vont finir en tôle, comme les réfugiés, comme des vrais criminels. C'est dingue, c'est inimaginable, c'est hallucinant.
Ils vont tous les mettre dans un même sac. C'est dommage.
Mais dans tout cela, où est ONU, le rôle de ONU, où sont
Tommy Olsen, lui, il est en Norvège, et du Norvège, parce que déjà, il ne peut pas rentrer en Grèce, parce que déjà, il a été criminalisé, et dès qu'il mettra un pied en Grèce, il va être jeté en tôle immédiatement.
Mustapha, il demande dans tout cela où est le rôle de l'ONU. Mais de l'ONU,
ouais,
c'est l'Union européenne.
C'est les Nations Unies.
Oui, c'est les Nations Unies.
Human rights.
Oui, c'est les Nations Unies.
Dans tout cela, yeah. Mais les nazistes, qu'est-ce que j'entends par les nazistes? Les fascistes, c'est qui les fascistes? C'est qui n'aime pas les Africains?
Les fascistes. Les fascistes sont des partis politiques qui ramassent de plus en plus de votes.
Et c'est des racistes qui n'aiment pas les Africains ou bien qui n'aiment pas les immigrés ou bien. C'est la racisme.
Mais les fascistes sont des racistes, évidemment.
C'est des nationalistes.
Non, des fascistes, c'est pire.
C'est des racistes. Les fascistes sont des racistes.
Il faut que vous compreniez ce que c'est le fascisme. Allez en Google et apprenez, parce que c'est très important.
Yeah, je comprends le fascisme. Yeah.
Écoutez, mes chers amis, il faut que je m'en aille maintenant parce qu'il faut que je fasse ma valise pour aller en Crète où je travaillerai sur les réfugiés qui arrivent sur cette petite île, Gavdos. Et je suis très, très déprimée par tout ce qui se passe et ça sera encore pire parce que tous ces réfugiés qui arrivent morts, parce que on les trouve sur les plages de cette petite île, morts. La semaine passée, il y en avait 17, dont 9 enfants.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alors, je vous rejoins la semaine prochaine de Crète.
Inch'Allah.
Et il faut vraiment prier que la proposition de la nouvelle loi ne passera pas demain en Hollande.
Oui. On va prier pour cela.
Ok, merci. Je vous embrasse tous.
Merci beaucoup.
C'est la loi. À bientôt, les amis.
Merci beaucoup. C'est bien.
Oui. Au revoir.
Merci. D'accord.
Hello,
Gambia. Yeah.
That was, yeah. Okay. Maar waar het om gaat, we moeten zingen. Ja? On va chanter, Mustafa.
Ja,
on va chanter.
Ah, wow, pour maman.
Oui, pour maman.
Ah oui. Où sont les bougies?
Ah oui, les bougies. Je vais trouver les bougies.
Okay. Les candles.
En même temps, tu peux parler avec ta mère, ok? Allez-y.
Yeah.
Sans caméra.
Ok. Malheur, yeah, je le souhaite joyeux anniversaire.
Merci beaucoup.
I wish you happy birthday, mommy.
Amen.
You know, I don't have the words, but you know, God, I pray for you to God grant you and you know, give you long life. You know, God grant you.
Give you long life.
Give you long life. Yeah.
Long life and santé.
Yeah, this is you best of luck.
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah, je vous souhaite tous les biens du monde.
Le meilleur.
Yeah, tous les meilleurs. Jamutiyor rek.
Amin waay. Yalla ñaanal rek jamm ñun ñepp guddu fan wër bu yaram. Lepp lu gën ci ñun ñepp Yalla defal ñuko.
Amin. Ok, maintenant, yo, tu as trouvé les bougies? On va chanter. Ok. Maintenant, on va allumer les bougies. On va chanter. No stress.
Ok.
Allez.
Chantez.
Joyeux anniversaire. Joyeux anniversaire, Martin. Joyeux anniversaire. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Martin. Happy birthday to you. Allez, happy birthday Lucy Monet. Birthday Lucy Monet. Yay dundal pam 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 pom.
Amin
pom.
Amin
jerejeufay gudufan wergeram.
Amin
nga fekke jeriñu boy yeb.
Amin ma ngi ni melni xale te amna 68 ans.
No, that is the blessing.
Yeah,
that is called blessing. That is called blessing. That is blessing. You are son of God. I tell you.
Yeah.
You are son of God. I see you. Since I'm born in, since I'm coming in life, I see your face, your eyes. I know you have connection with God.
Yeah.
Altijd. Yeah. Yeah, Bofao, 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 yeah, Mama Lover, Mama Lover. Yeah.
Bofao, Michel, Apple Studio,
Tula Studio. Tula Studio, I wish all of them, you know, good, Hamga, long life, good healthy, all the best, you know. But Michel, yo, everyone, you know, we are here to make life again, Bofao.
Bofao.
All right.
On ne voit même pas arriver.
Ça, c'est vrai.
Oui.
Ça, c'est vrai. Yeah. Yeah. That is life. Le monde est trop petit, ouais. Trop court.
Le monde est court. La vie est courte.
La vie est trop courte, but, you know.
Ouais.
Yeah. On peut s'immortaliser si on fait des bonnes choses.
Des bonnes choses, oui.
Des bons actes, tu vois, tu peux t'immortaliser, like, you know, Patrick Lumumba, like, you know, like many great men in the world, you know. Yeah, amna ñoo xamni duñu mësa dé sen tour da fay dess histoire.
Dëgg la mo.
Yeah. L'histoire retiendra.
Té lool yëpp def lu baax rek mo koy indi.
Waaw, 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 waaw.
Bo def lu baax ci aduna mom sa tour du rër.
Hmm, that's true.
Ouais.
That's true. Yeah. Ah, lola. Yo.
Ana sa waji. Ton ami Gambien, il n'est pas venu aujourd'hui.
Aujourd'hui, je suis avec Lamine. Mon ami, mon ancien Lamine.
Ton ancien ami Lamine.
Lamine, ouais, je suis avec Lamine.
Ouais, Lamine nuyul ma Lamine way. Lamine. Lamine nuy na la. Nuy na la. Maay fi.
Alhamdulillah.
Amonala
Malaraw
Yaay ci jamm
Alhamdullilah mang la ñaanal
wa waxamu ñaanal la de mom ñaanam day nangule
man mang la ñaanal
yow yaay Mamadou Lamine bo ñaané rek day dal
julikat la de
mang la ñaanal
amin way amin
dina yokal ñaan inshallah
yokal bu baakha baax
ay ñaanu xaas la yor de ay ñaanu xaas la
manela moy Mamadou Lamine
waaw borom baara
ñaanam day dal
la wilay ku baax la joola la xam nga du jappé ba légui bayiwul depuis xam nga
sama bokk la
fébré nonu mo fébré jogé Dakar ba ñu bisi waat ba légui ñu nak ñoo fi nek
deug la
mo motax tamit mo tok fi bobu legui no
wallahi de moy sa ndiati ge de
waaw dañuy xulo jappal bay am ay oyé de ba way xam nga
non la xana gisulo sonkop jomay
wala
non la rek duñu bayante jappal baye rek
wa jappal baye lu ko tak tasuko xam nga
no fu jappal baye nek deug mo fa am jappal baye nek deug mo fa am parce que naxante amu fa
nante amu fo merci
voilà
non la demé té dalay wax deugul mom dalay wax deugul julli baxna bayfal julli baxna di tay nga bayyi suba julli baxna japp ci julli bi xam nga advice the good advice xam nga
dafa wara wuyo turam comme yow tamit yow ci sa bop da nga war yéna bokk turon dodi
deugul I know that
wow yéna bokk turon dodi
Hello. Ba fi neegi ni xana Hollande yi war nañ deug olof de. Yo ak ki Michel ak ki. But war nañ deug olof. But nanga def. Nanga def.
Ya goed. Oké.
Nanga def. Nanga goed. Oké.
Michel nanga def.
Michel on t'entend pas. Michel nanga def.
Okay.
Michel da melni microom dafa fay.
Okay, microom amna dafa fay. Okay. Nanga def but is how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm fine. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Mangifi. You can say mangifi.
Mangifi.
All right. That good. That the first lesson, you know. We can learn every day or every week to what? Lolo bahna. Naka ligay bi, how's work? Naka ligay bi. How's work? Naka ligay bi. Naka ligay bi.
Naka ligay bi.
Yeah, how's work?
Good.
Yeah, you can answer. You can answer me. Mangi chikawam.
Mangi chikawam. What did I say?
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely, Aiba, you good?
Okay.
You are good student.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that hey, I see it's around 4 o'clock. Maybe
yeah.
Draw to closing.
Okay. I'm very happy to participate today to the program. Mm-hmm. You know, Mama, I'm very happy to see you again.
Yeah.
You know, I wish you long life, and I wish everybody, you know, happy weekend, happy days. You know.
Yeah.
À la prochaine.
Okay, merci beaucoup.
Allez, bye bye.
Bye.
Yes.
Bye. Dui.
Dui.
Ciao.
Dui.
Ciao.
You have the clock, we have the time.
Yes. Yeah, man.
Bafau. Say hello to Lamine. Send a nice picture of the cassava, please. Will be nice. Say hello to all the mamas. Bafau.
Bafau.
Message today we say Inna Ma'isri Yusra. Every time when there is a difficult way, there is an easy way. The good example which we have it, the year was beginning and now the year is finished. And I believe if you have any problem or you face a lot of challenge or any kind of a challenge, one day will be ending and will be story. Inna Ma'isri Yusra. Everybody, if we look, the rich people, everybody have his own story, what he's going through. But the message today, we have to keep strong, and I love all of you. And we have some candle, by the way.
We truly love you.
I love you too. The reason why we put the candle on, maybe it's something you know or something's new. In the back days in Africa, when there is a party or there is anything such commit bringing people together, we always people put it fire. But because we're living in the Western world, we know how we cannot make fire. So today we put it candle. This is the symbol of love. I believe if you're in a romantic way, when somebody put the candle on, he says romantic. So today this is the symbol of love. And I wish you very lovely and yeah, you never know. Anything is gonna happen in the future. Super.
It's not a candle, it's a
fire.
Bringing people together.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We have now dinner, and then we have some music, and we have also some DJs, and please have fun, and be together, share together. We are here tonight for the World House, but we are here tonight to support all the undocumented people in Amsterdam. Please have a good time tonight, be together, talk with each other, and we will be with a fantastic night. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We are here. We will fight for people, for women, for everybody's life. We are here and we will.
of freedom, of movement is everybody's right. We are here and we will fight for freedom, for movement is everybody's right. Oh la la, oh yeah, solidarity avec les sans-papiers. Oh la la, oh yeah, solidarité avec les sans-papiers. Que mal, que frau, que mette Sénégal. Que mal, que frau, que mette Sénégal. Hey man,
hey
bro,
hey man, this is the plan. Thank you.
Yes.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Pisang Ambon, exotisch groen, dat is de stille kracht, want groen is de kleur van het avontuur.
Let's go! Disco 81, een unieke dansexplosie, 50 non-stop disco hits op 1 LP. De Disco Zomerzout van 1981. Je blijft dansen! Leef je uit, thuis en in de disco! Disco 81 staat te swingen bij je platenzaak. Haal hem! Van Arcade!
Born of the ruthless might and madness of total war. A manhunt.
Describe him, please.
There was a red stripe running down the leg.
He's lying.
Are you aware that only German generals wear the red stripe?
Yes, sir. That's why I was afraid.
A study in intrigue and relentless pursuit that spans three decades to come to climax today.
The murderer was seen leaving the woman's room. In that case, you must know who he is.
The perfect soldier. A fanatic molded of steel and ice. The perfect hunter. Finding a killer became an obsession, and even death could not deter him.
Just what do you think you're doing?
Seeking together an island of love amidst a sea of savage destruction. And French police inspector in occupied Paris.
Here are the names of three generals. I want to know everything about them. One of them is a murderer.
But murder is the occupation of generals.
Compelling.
You've become a savage.
What else? I'm your daughter.
Dramatic. Startling. Man's conscience as its theme.
How dare you touch me?
Never do that again.
You are ordered by Allied Command to select 12 general prisoners, convicted by courts martial and sentenced to be executed or serve lengthy prison terms for murder, rape, robbery, and other crimes of violence. You will deliver them secretly behind enemy lines to undertake a mission of sabotage that could change the course of the war.
We are not alone.
Tonight, America is in grave danger.
So are you prepared to say on the air that you've actually seen people devoured by the stuff?
Oh, hell yes. And what's worse, I've seen what's left of them when the stuff gets through and comes back out.
Intellectual decay! Turn it off and rot your brain! Hey.
Stanley Putterman's new satellite TV has gone on the blink.
This dude's into metal!
I am Pluthar, here to save you.
In 1982, Crippen High School was the scene of a series of brutal, savage murders. The homicidal maniac who committed the crimes was never captured. Now, he's about to return.
Some of the victims were protesting that too many of them were redacted.
I know, there are a lot of people that are angry about all of the pictures of other people, you know, but I think it's terrible. Look, I like Bill Clinton. I've always gotten along with Bill Clinton. I've been nice to him. He's been nice to me. We've always gotten along. Respect him. I hate to see photos come out of him, but this is what the Democrats, mostly Democrats, and a couple of bad Republicans are asking for, so they give me their photos of me, too. Everybody was friendly with this guy. I think it's a terrible thing. I think Bill Clinton's a big boy. He can handle it. But you probably have pictures being exposed of other people that innocently met Jeffrey Epstein years ago, many years ago.
Have you ever encountered someone who staunchly defends a politician, leader, or public figure, regardless of the controversial statements they make? I'm sure we've all seen those devotees who passionately praise their chosen idol despite obvious flaws in logic and judgment. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been baffled by why an otherwise intelligent friend blindly follows a pundit who routinely argues against common interest? Or why someone excuses a wealthy businessman's callous policies by pointing to their financial success as proof of profound wisdom? If you've had frustrating experiences with seemingly intelligent yet stubborn devotees of irrational leaders or policies, then you'll likely relate to Carlo Cipolla's famous writings on human behavior.
If another drinks while nursing, will the baby develop a taste for alcohol?
If the mother were quite drunk, but still able to nurse, her milk might contain as much as 0.2% of alcohol. That's about as much alcohol as if you were to put 12 drops of vanilla extract in a glass of milk. The answer to the question is no.
Our temperance work is correct in stressing that the use of alcohol leads to disease.
Physical disease is the least important danger from the use of alcohol. The real danger is drunkenness.
But from a New York headquarters, one of the most dramatic jobs in combating alcoholism is being done by the voluntary organization called Alcoholics Anonymous. AA offers help freely to any alcoholic anywhere who is willing to admit his own inability to help himself.
How to make yourself, who knows? You do not even have to gargle with them. The raw taste and smell of the egg are unpleasant and cause you to vomit in no time. Of course, it is quite disgusting. Your toothbrush. Just like your finger, you can use that toothbrush to prompt yourself to throw up. So go ahead, rub your toothbrush at the back of your tongue and watch how immediately the vomit comes out. How to make yourself throw up. Nothing beats the terrible, despicable, and stomach-shaking experience of vomiting. The urge to vomit can occur naturally. Often you've swallowed something harmful, poisonous, or simply gross. Throwing up can sometimes be a necessity. We'll show you some simple and easy ways.
So here's how vomiting works. There's actually a vomit center in the brainstem at the base of your brain. It sends signals to your midsection, your diaphragm, and the muscles surrounding your stomach, and they violently react, propel the food up your esophagus, out your mouth, hopefully into a toilet or a bucket. And the thing is, the force is absolutely incredible.
nuclear waste in this country comes from the defense program, from the atomic bomb to the nuclear submarine. A great deal of that history is buried at the Hanford Reservation in Richland, Washington.
This is called a tank farm. The word farm usually means a place where people make things grow. The only thing growing here is the huge amount of high-level radioactive waste from the four government reprocessing plants. The current inventory of high-level government waste at three major installations is 76 million gallons.
Let's all make America great again.
The famous Doomsday Clock shows 100 seconds before the apocalypse. And it won't happen because of some higher power, but upon the initiative of a human being. We've never come so close to the edge of the abyss, nuclear war. One more step, and the history of mankind is over. And unfortunately, current world problems, personal ambitions of some politicians, and a lack of desire to seek compromises between governments can make this last fatal step real. And then, the Earth will face the third world nuclear war, in which there will be no winners. Imagine that someone pressed the red button and nuclear missiles got in the air. We will show you that humanity would stand no chance.
Life without drugs is the way it's getting to be. It's the way it's going to be. It's the way it's got to be. Think about it.
It's the most unfunny thing I can think of. It bothers me. It's frustrating, and I don't know what to do about it.
I would say nobody has anything to fear from us. But we are going to control you now. It is the same spaceship you saw near the moon. That should convince you we do not come from your world. We are here to make you our slaves.
Earlier this evening, I saw what looked like a small meteor drop into the desert not far from here.
You mean it could have been a spaceship?
Robert Clark is the scientist caught between vicious gangsters and the astounding sea monster. Here is a power that frightens the deer in the forest, terrifies fearless dogs. A woman so intriguing that her face and figure fascinate every man. The woman whose warmth consumes.
Yearbook. What kind of idiotic nonsense is that? You should be out looking for a job, trying to help out around here.
This is the home drug test for parents. What do you really know about drugs? Not enough, probably, if you're the age of most parents with teenage youngsters. After all, there wasn't much talk of drugs in our youth. But youngsters today know a lot about drugs. And our public schools are making sure our children learn the right facts regarding drug use and abuse. But drugs are something youngsters need to discuss with their parents, too. This home drug test for parents is designed so you and your family can share your knowledge of drugs and start your family discussions with the straight facts. Back in ancient times, someone discovered that the tops of the female Indian hemp plant would give an unusual reaction when smoked, chewed, or drunk as tea. This plant was marijuana, or cannabis sativa, as botanists came to call it. Through the ages, cannabis has been used all over the world. Today, a great deal of controversy surrounds the drug. We don't have to tell you that there are many different opinions on the subject. But on the following questions, there are no differences of opinion because they are documented facts. Let's see what you know about cannabis sativa, or in today's slang, pot or grass. Answer the following questions, true or false.
One, although its effects vary widely, marijuana is clearly a potent drug.
This man is dangerous. He carries no gun, no knife, no dynamite. Locked in his brain is a power stronger than a load of dynamite. The power to read men's minds, corrupt their women. The only man on earth who can force things to happen. He needs no words. His women can't know what strange power brings them to his arms. This woman has never known what it means to be controlled by a man. She, too, is helpless in the brute force of his mind.
Please, I'll do anything you want.
I love you.
I love you.
The whole world acclaimed his strange talent, but as his powers grew, his lust included every woman.
Bij diarree is er sprake van frequente passage van dunne, waterige ontlasting. Diarree kun je definiëren als absolute en relatieve diarree. Bij absolute diarree is er sprake van meer dan 5 keer ontlasting per dag. Bij relatieve diarree heb je vaker dan normaal ontlasting. Diarree kun je op basis van de ernst ervan onderverdelen in acute diarree en chronische diarree. Acute diarree duurt normaal gesproken een dag of 2 en gaat vanzelf over. Bij acute diarree is er meestal sprake van een virale
Are you ready for Truth About Rock? Truth About Rock, the rock music seminar that has swept the nation. The Peters Brothers seminars and bonfires have drawn press attention from coast to coast. Watch as they expose the flip side of the rock industry, the world of double meanings and double standards, backward masking and backward morals. Over $5 million worth of rock and roll has been burned after these seminars. Don't miss Truth About Rock.
Three brothers from St. Paul, Minnesota, have been leading this exposé of the evils of rock. After intensive research, the Peters brothers carefully compiled a seminar showing rock and roll was away from anything moral and godly. Present at that first seminar were 150 determined young people who, after racing home to get their parents' approval, returned the following night armed with matches and loaded down with rock albums. As their records went up in smoke, these kids shared with radio, TV, and newspaper reporters that God had set them free.
I guess one time isn't gonna kill me.
It's totally safe. We do this all the time.
There's no way these drugs are laced, right?
Trust me.
You just need to focus on yourself.
A lethal dose of fentanyl is just 4 grains of sand and can hide in any drug. So no matter what you and your friends
say,
don't die to get high. Get the whole truth.
Get rid of them. It is that deep. I just watched a video, multiple videos at this point, but this specific one was this girl was came to her mom upset because she said her Labubu doll eyes turned green. And then it smiled at her. The smiling at that mom. That mom went and actually ended up lighting it on fire and burning it.
The American soldier against the hidden enemy. Enemy that can destroy morale, rob the soldier of the will to fight, and even trick him into surrender. Enemy propaganda. Although this study of communist deception was made, we think that you, pertinent and enlightening.
In the world of an American peace, but there is no peace. And America cries peace to ensure peace. America today sends to every nation in her imperialist orbit the implement of peace. Ammunition, rifle, bayonet, hand grenade, machine gun, bombing planes, fighter planes, and now even atomic cannon. The gentlemen from America may call that peace. But I have
enough. Go to the second set of folding doors. They swing open wide. Oh, dear Lord, smoke hovers over the room like a cloud of make-believe. People are yelling at me by the droves of one accord. Catch a high. Hop a buzz. Learn what it means to be mellow. Here's a free run from reality. But it's not a free run from reality, honey. It's the beginning of a nightmare that you'll have to live with the rest of your life. Oh, it looks good, it smells good, everybody seems to be happy. And I'm going to tell you the neon sign begins to blink. This is the drug room. You better wait, son, before you ever put the first marijuana cigarette in your mouth. Before you ever swallow the first pill. Before you ever snort crack for the first time, you better take a good long look at that wound. It's not what you think it is, buddy. The devil's the master of deceivers. You better step back a while and look and see the depravity and the damnation of the drug room.
Here, George, and I lived next door to all my life and two apartments upstairs. Boy, when I was in high school, we lived up there with a girl he'd gotten pregnant and eventually married and her mother. Three of them lived in a little one-bedroom apartment next door to my home. Ronnie was a drum player in the bar downstairs. He was a young boy. He got high one night. He was a dope-ass. Blew everything he had. I'm telling you something about drugs. It'll take everything you've got and still want more.
You're right.
If we shall have world government, nothing like it. The only question is, if world government will be accomplished by conquest or consent.
What we need to do to fix the problem.
You were the problem. You can kiss your government goodbye.
What? You think a power outage has just erased our government?
Oh, there's a government, all right. Just not the one you're used to.
That's absurd.
For some, the nightmare is over. They are the victims of satanic crime. Overcoming this evil begins with every family. Parents must provide attention and love, protecting their children from corrupt influences, keeping the lines of communication open, and insisting on proper education. When this is accomplished, you can be confident that children will grow into happy, well-adjusted, and productive citizens, free from satanic and occultic influences.
Destroy the enemy.
Martin Bormann, last seen alive May 2nd, 1945, fate unknown, tried in absentia. That the enemy is to work for us. And so far as we don't beat them, they must die.
The enemy is to work for us. And so far as we do not beat them, they must die.
German anti-Nazis were the first victims. Medical experiments were standard procedure at many concentration camps for Germans who did not agree with Hitler. Defendant Frick, Minister of the Interior, directed the Nazi program aimed at aged, insane, crippled, or incurable Germans, the so-called useless eaters. Thousands were committed to special institutions. Few of the German anti-Nazis ever returned. Evidence proved they were murdered because they were useless to Hitler's plan. A most intense drive was directed by Hitler and his Nazis against German Protestants, Lutherans, Catholics.
You get 5,000
in America!
Wo ist Richie?
Jetzt weißt du, warum in der Sahara keine Bäume mehr stehen!
Tanz des Ministers, den man beim geschmierten Hirn erwischt hat!
Oh, wohin man hier auch klopft, das ist nur Schotter!
Ja, Tui!
Was war das denn?
Ja!
Overcoming this begins with everything. Parents must provide attention and love, protecting their children from corrupt influences, keeping the lines of communication open, and insisting on proper education. When this is accomplished, you can be confident that children will grow into happy, well-adjusted, and productive citizens, free from satanic and occultic influences.
Das möchte ich sehen. Jeder Mensch unter 45 ist fähig, seine Zehenspitzen mit den Händen zu berühren. Ich bin 39 und habe 4 Kinder geboren. Wir haben nicht alle das Privileg, an vorderster Front eingesetzt zu sein. Denken Sie an unsere Jungs an der Malabar-Front. Und bedenken Sie, was Sie erdulden müssen. 1983 betrug die Kohleproduktion Ozeanien 630 Millionen Tonnen. 1976 lag die jährliche Kohleförderung noch bei 605 Millionen Tonnen. Das gibt eine Produktionssteigerung von 4,1%. Heute werden 5,3 Millionen Traktoren hergestellt. Das macht eine Ertragssteigerung von
Weißt du, was ein Liebesbrief ist? Der kommt aus meinem Gewehr, du kleiner Facker. Und wenn du einen Liebesbrief kriegst von mir, hast du ausgefickt wie immer. Hast du verstanden, Fuck?
Made the world thick with your treachery, you Psylocks. The world is closing in on you to give you the right punishment you well deserve. You have incurred the wrath of God on yourself. Prepare for your doom. But for those innocent men, women, and children, we advise, get out, leave, before it is too late. Get out, leave, before it is too late.
To people on the other side, do not be misled by your false propaganda. You have had it. Get out. For here comes the Arab firing squad of justice.
Glory, glory, glory.
Filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch! Why, you mother-grabbing bastard!
Damn thing! Look at it! Why won't they die? The thing's head's off its body, for Christ's sake! It's time to eat it, but it doesn't have a mouth! Why?
What's wrong, mister? Zombies. Hundreds of them.
They act
actually wanted to protect the zombies.
Don't kid yourself. We don't use you for intelligent things around here. We have zombies that can do the things I ask of you in half the time. Now please leave.
From that fateful day when stinking bits of slime first crawled from the sea and shouted to the cold stars, I am man. Our greatest dread has always been the knowledge of our own mortality. But tonight, we shall hurl the gauntlet of science into the frightful face of death itself. Tonight, we shall ascend into the heavens. We shall mock the earthquake. We shall command the thunders and penetrate into the very womb of impervious nature herself.
And they're all alike.
Right.
It's in their blood. They can't help it. They're all alike. They say they're working for us. What they really want is to rule the world.
Son of a bitch bastard, I'll get you for this. What did you do to me? What did you do to me? I don't want to live. I do not want to live.
Where are you going? I've got to look normal. We've all of us got to behave normally.
Early in 1914, a code of cable was sent from a European power to a house in West London. It read, "Let the sleepers awake."
See if he's under the bridge.
The message meant nothing to Richard Hannay.
What do you know of the 39 steps?
Yet it would put him,
Hannay,
and everyone who crossed his path in mortal danger.
With your breeding, which I doubt not, for there is none of you so mean and base that hath not noble luster in your eyes. I see you stand like greyhounds in the slips, straining upon the star. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit, and upon this charge, cry God for Harry, England, and St. John!
Up to the breach, you dogs!
I had resolved the governor of the town. This is the latest power we will admit.
Therefore, to our best mercy, give yourselves, or like to men proud of destruction, defy us to our worst. For as I am a soldier, if I begin the battery once again, I will not leave the half-achieved Harfleur till in her ashes she lie buried. Therefore, you men of Harfleur, take pity of your town and of your people, whilst yet my soldiers are in my command, whilst yet the cool and temperate wind of grace